At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Is there a definition that makes something an ocean?
Yes.
Like if I just made a man-made a pond and call it an ocean, what definition am I violating? Is it how?
It's a size.
It's like
city and town. There's like prerequisites for something to be called a city.
Well, I know that. I know that an ocean is bigger than a pond, but like,
right.
What like Great Lakes? Why can't I call that Ocean Michigan? Ocean
I
Superior.
Think oceans have to touch multiple continents.
Omar, do you agree or disagree?
It seems to be.
I don't know. You guys are talking
What a great answer that would be for Hollywood Squares.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wouldn't that be a great answer for Hollywood Squares if I was a celebrity? Because that would fool the person. Like, I don't know if he knows that or he doesn't know that.
Right. Yeah.
Right? I made that up. I don't know, but it seems logical.
You have lots of practice doing that, Josh.
it seems very logical.
Actually, in our profession, having that skill is the only way we survive.
It actually is. That's
Dave with the suit, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Omar wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Omar the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We're back. It is November 2025 for episode 97. We are very much looking forward to talking to you. We're back on the air. Apparently, we were taken off of Spotify for a while. So
Spotify took us down. Back
so
up. Back up.
We're back up and running.
Like we were Jimmy Kimmel.
That's right. It was our own little Jimmy Kimmel nightmare.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I thought that makes sense. I thought Jimmy Fallon. I was thinking Jimmy Fallon.
There's no, so Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel got taken down. Yep.
I guess we don't have to explain it. I think you'd have to just go listen to episode 96 and you'll
96.
Figure it out.
That's the controversy. Yeah, controversy. Yeah,
that's
96.
The hard one. Go check that one.
We
out.
We appealed and won.
Yeah.
Was
Good
that
job.
The one where I didn't have a story?
You mean all of them?
a topic.
You're gonna have to narrow it down. Now you had a topic in 96. Little scattered, but a topic nonetheless.
Good job.
Are we live right now? We are, right?
We're live. We'll do it live.
Yeah. So I'm your host, Dave. We're gonna get things started. 97's a good number, and we're on our way to
Luka Doncic.
Is that he 97? Yeah. A lot of defensive linemen.
Defensive lineman, 97.
And pretty soon we need to start talking about that we're getting closer and closer to episode 100. Feel free again to email us with your name and address as we're doing the two tickets to Puerto Rico giveaway for episode 100.
We are.
Thanks to Omar. You'll stay for two weeks at his place.
Has anybody said anything?
Oh, we have mail, by the way. We have mail.
Good. Yeah. Right. So we got lots to do.
We got lots to do. We'll hit that later.
Let's jump in.
Then. Yeah.
So I'm your host, Dave. Along with me, as usual, is my two other hosts. First is Josh. Josh, how you doing, man?
So I am slowly breaking down, gentlemen. Summer before last, if you remember, I was in a boot because I tore my left calf. If you remember
this is
that whole.
Actually quite sad.
It is sad. I'm now in a boot again. Yes, my right foot is broken, and apparently I made it a lot worse because I was playing on it for weeks. You know, it's one of those things. Like my foot started hurting And I'm like, boy, my foot's just bothering me every day. I'm like, my foot's bothering me. My wife's like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. But I thought it was like an old man thing, you know, like your foot hurts. It's an old man thing. There you go. And it'll eventually go away. So I kept running on it. I kept playing. And I'm like, it's getting worse. I'm like, I don't think this is right. My wife finally said, you got to see somebody. So had had x-rays, had an MRI, and it's broken.
An MRI?
So, yeah, an MRI.
Poor guy, Josh. Look how sad Josh looks right now.
It's not fun. It's not fun. I'm putting on,
you know,
on a good face for you guys.
I longed to see you with a sad face since the day I met you, because you're always in such a good mood.
Yes.
I'm seeing it right now. I don't think I like it very much.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
And I hate the boot. I can't stand it. And it's annoying, and I don't like this. I don't
part of this. If I sent you Lou and Miles stickers, would you put it on there?
Put it on where? The boot?
On the boot.
Yes. I will put your Lou and Miles stickers on my boot.
Some branding.
There you go.
It's a good branding. Can I ask you a question about the MRI process with your foot?
Yes.
So
I just
they put you in the tube?
In the tube, but my it's up to like my chest. My head is sticking out of the tube.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm convinced this MRI nonsense, if they were putting you head first into an MRI, so you're stuck in that claustrophobic tube to scan your foot, I'd be so angry about that.
Wait a second.
David,
you are a claustrophobist. Okay.
I am.
I am too.
You're the racist of small spaces.
That's very clever. That's very clever.
I guess I am.
This is my third or fourth MRI, and I hate that tube too. It's awful. And I have to shut my eyes before I'm put in it, and then I don't open my eyes. Because if I open my eyes, the game is over.
Don't you have Netflix on?
You know, we talked about this before.
We have,
I don't get Netflix. When I did mine, they gave me a shitty like ear system, like audio system. And they controlled the music. And she said to me, I remember my last one before this most recent one, what do you want to hear? And I said, can you put on a podcast? And they asked what podcast, and I gave them one, and they put it on. But it's still not good audio. And when the machine is so loud, it's so loud. It like cuts in and out. This time I said, what can I listen to? Because my head's sticking out. She goes, oh, nothing. And she gave me earplugs. And I just had to sit there and stare at the ceiling for 20
minutes. How long was it for?
20 minutes. If you just waited for the end of that sentence.
I'm convinced that they are doing things on purpose to make it more miserable. Like, you go to the dentist and they
give
you...
Does it have to be that loud? Yeah, you're right. Does it have to be that... Can they figure out an MRI machine that doesn't make noises like that?
They're definitely... us. You know, like, what do they do at the dentist?
You were saying the dentist.
I was the dentist, but they put that stuff where they clean your teeth. But the
fluoride?
I guess the fluoride. That stuff tastes so nasty. Why can't they make that taste better?
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm taking exception to that. I remember getting fluoride as a kid, and my dentist offered me like 5 different flavors, and they were delicious. I used to love getting the fluoride. I got bubble gum, cotton candy, cherry.
David, you're thinking about
what are you talking about?
Something else.
Your dentist only gives you the dog shit flavor,
which they discontinued.
That.
Josh, you know what it is? It's the Morgan Stanley version.
That will make absolutely no sense to anybody, but yes.
No, that makes no sense. That was an inside joke from our pre-tape.
No, I think there's a bunch of things that they do. You know, like they give you vitamins, and they're so large. Like, they don't have to be that large. I'm sure they can make skinny those things out. Shots? Who thought of that? There's got to be better ways to administer medicine than to stick a needle in you. That's
normally
they're all
I agree
messing with you.
I agree with you, but these are really bad examples. These are horrible examples. Yeah. A pill is the size of the pill because that's how much shit that you have to put in the pill for you to ingest. They're not putting extra stuff. It's not half filled with air.
I think some of these pills can be certainly cut down. Take 2, like make them smaller. Like, there's got to be better ways to do some of these things.
And shots as an adult. Look, I hated shots when I was a kid. Hated them. I dreaded them. Every time my parents would take me to the doctor, the first question I asked is, am I getting a shot today? Because I hated it. As an adult, I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all.
Really? No. I don't want them. But
no, I don't want them. But it doesn't bother me.
You're in a boot.
I'm in a boot. Foot is broken. Yes.
What's the best part? Is there any good part? Right, at least it's cold outside.
Why is that a good part? Sweating. I can't play hockey. I can't run. But I can't do anything.
But assuming those were all consistent and it was really, really hot outside, then your foot would also be sweaty a lot. So at least that's not the case.
That is
silver
one
lining.
Hell.
Way to pull it out.
What a glass half full that is. That's amazing. It's a pain in the ass.
Is your wife sympathetic or is she like,
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
She's sympathetic. But like the dog has to go out. You know, and like she takes the dog out like 90% of the time. Hey. And the other day she's like, okay, you're up. You take her out. I'm like, well, you know, I got a broken foot. I'm really not supposed to be walking around.
Can I ask you
this.
Something? Can you ask her something for me?
Yes. So I won't do it now, but go ahead. I'll put it in the vault.
You're much, much, much better half, right?
Yes.
Who somehow is able to tolerate you and all of your, you know,
shenanigans?
Maladies.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. Right?
She's a very good baker, you said, right? Or she's very good at cooking desserts or something?
She's a good cook and a good baker, yes.
Okay. Can you ask her – this is just – and I'm just curious. My favorite dessert of all time is called gulab jamun.
Yeah, gulab jamun is I had that disease last month. I took some penicillin.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're a dessert racist.
You want her to make gulab jamun? What does that have to do with anything about my foot or anything we just talked about?
Is there pudding in that? It sounds like there should be pudding.
I think there's pudding in that.
Okay. You're right.
But not the edible kind.
What is gulab jamun?
Did you make that up?
No, it's the most delicious thing. It's fried dough balls in this wonderful syrup.
Oh.
And they're just Indian Pakistani delicacy.
Oh.
And they're my favorite. And anyway, if she makes
There's no
that,
curry I, in there? Do they put curry
no,
in there?
No, there's no curry, but I will if she I makes curry. Those, Josh. Yeah. I will come visit you.
Yeah, I'm glad you said visit you. Yeah, because that was getting really weird there for a second. Listen, you could take your gulab jamun, and I don't think my wife knows how to make gulab jamun. I'm going to go out on a limb without asking her.
Search the recipe book and see.
Yeah, I'll search her recipes. Yeah,
she can do it.
It's funny. The other day she made something, and I went, "Is this gulab jamun?" No. And she went, "No. These are brownies. These are brownies." I thought, "Oh, you know what? You're right." Because I thought it for a second there. I thought it was gulab jamun.
She has that. I don't know anybody else who's good at making desserts. So I was curious.
Nobody?
No. Who else? Who do you know?
Betty.
Wife.
Yeah, Betty's good.
Really? Oh, we can have a gulab jamun contest. Oh, this is good.
What does that do with my broken foot or how I'm doing?
Well, maybe have her make her some.
I will ask
better.
My wife if she will attempt gulab jamun. Right. How about that,
I'm
Omar?
Ask
is that fair?
Too.
Okay.
Done.
Oh, that's
done.
So cool.
All right. That's how I'm doing.
I'll take a picture of it. We'll see. We'll send you both pictures and see which one you think looks better.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. So you're doing – sounds like you're doing fine, Josh, right?
Yeah. So, everything's hunky-dory over here.
Yeah. Good to hear. And also joining me on this podcast is Omar. Omar, how are you doing?
Free at last. Free at last.
Jeez.
You know what I mean when I say that?
Yes.
I'm saying it. That's how I feel today.
Oh.
I feel emancipated. So,
another interesting word to use for your condition.
So, why?
Emancipated from what exactly?
Emancipated from being able to be the best version of myself.
Oh, so someone's been doing some therapy.
No, not
so
therapy.
You just decided this on, you had this epiphany yourself that you don't need to.
Yes.
Good for you.
I'm like Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
when
that's
he gets,
true.
When he,
oh, there's more.
Wait, but no, when he begins to start that run, but I'm like towards the end of the run now. That's what I feel like.
That you're done running.
No. No.
Yeah, that's how he felt. He was done running.
Yeah, but I'm talking about right before. When he had
right before these,
when there was this giant crowd of people who were running with him.
Yes.
That's when he invented the smiley face shirt. Remember that?
No.
Yes.
I haven't seen the movie in a while.
And he
that's right.
And he gave
that's
guy
right.
And it was smiley face.
What
made
iconic. I mean, who
you're
that?
Right. You're right.
God, that was so brilliant.
Yeah. That's where you're at. That's where Omar's at. He's at the point where he's making the smiley face shirt.
Okay.
After running all this time. I think that makes sense now.
That's a good spot to be in. So you got to be feeling good.
Yep. Yep. It's a good spot to be in. And, you know, my love language.
You know, life is like a box of gulab jamun.
So the other thing I'm doing is that I was at I was in New York City for a quick thing and something happened and I loved it,
which was
I was at an AGM, which is a very
annual meeting for private equity.
Yes. And I was speaking to four or five people and there was a comment that came up that made me think about my mom. So I just started breaking down crying.
Oh, geez.
In front of like five people.
Yeah. And your mom is everyone knows that your mom's no longer with us.
Yes.
Yes.
Context clues would have given that away.
Yes. Yeah. Context, yes.
And I got back on track, like, I don't know.
Did you have to step aside? Did you have to step aside?
No.
Okay, you kept going.
No, I got back on track like 8 to 12 seconds into it.
Okay.
Right? And I eased back into it. But it was so great, but everybody feels so awkward, and I love it.
You actually brought attention to it.
No, because no one could leave. Crying.
Stop.
Yeah.
You're talking to four or five people in a group. Uh-huh. Something hits a nerve.
Yes. Something
in you,
where
it reminds you of your mother.
Yes.
You visibly get upset.
Yes. I tell them why, actually, afterwards.
Oh, you did? So that's what I was asking. Okay. Yeah, so you told them why, and then
– I told them why.
Okay. Yeah. Now keep going. That makes sense.
But it is still really fascinating to see people's reaction when you are, like, tearing up. Because you can't get out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I gotta say, because I totally embrace the crying part, actually, because once you embrace the crying part and you're not embarrassed about it, you're actually able to observe what's going around you when you are crying. And it's kind of amazing.
Because, so you liked it, in other words.
I really enjoy seeing people in different situations and see how they react.
So that's amazing.
The power of crying is amazing. I mean,
it
how
is
many
amazing.
Times has somebody done something wrong and they've cried and you were like ready to forgive them, because crying is so, you know, it just hits you to the core. If I could cry on demand, I wonder if there's other ways to use crying in a way to get things.
Oh, God, yeah. There's ways to use crying all the time.
Oh, my God.
First of all, crying stops you in your tracks. It stops you in your tracks.
Yeah.
And it shows sincerity.
Wait a second. Wait one second there.
But it can be faked. It can be faked.
Yes.
It can be faked. So
I see what you're saying.
Is it's very powerful, right? That's what we're talking about.
It's like everything in life's about being authentic. The minute you can figure out how to fake it, you got it made.
You have it made because it stops
everything. There's the free fire, 100%.
Yes. I've seen reality shows where people fake crying.
Yeah.
And it's so good that people get taken back and they completely just fall apart on their entire argument that point.
Well, the Big Brother,
Big Brother,
season,
that's what
right?
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
He would screw people.
Yes.
And they would confront him. He would cry.
He would cry.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. If you can pull it off, it's brilliant. Now, the flip side of that, though, is if you are discovered, you're a colossal asshole.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There's no coming back from it. It's dangerous. What do you mean, how can you be discovered? People can call bullshit on your crying. Crocodile tears.
But what does that mean?
Because no liquid comes out of your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but what if you could – that's my point. There are people who can fake that too.
Well, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes
the way you talk, it's so clear that you're from Philadelphia when liquid comes out of their eyeball. What was that?
Listen,
who I would spend time with, and if my parents saw me spend time with them when I was in high school, they'd be like, "Get away from that fucking guy." his dad probably works at a gas station, and his mom's probably still in jail.
We're matter of fact people in Philadelphia. We're matter of fact. We don't speak in euphemisms and analogies. We're direct. It's water that comes out of your eyeballs. You can't do that. You ain't gonna pull it off. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. But I don't know how actors and actresses can
it's amazing.
Do it.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's a tremendous talent. It really is. It's an awesome talent. Yeah. Or like how I'm watching that. We just watched that show with Claire Danes, The Beast in Me. I don't know. You didn't see it, Dave. But Omar, did you watch that on Netflix?
I'm trying to watch it.
It's actually not bad. It starts a little weird.
I can't do
it
anymore. I'm having a problem with Claire Danes always playing the same fucking role.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. So she's very good at crying and having that lower lip quiver. And you know where that lip quivers.
Also playing the same role.
Okay, but she's good at lip quivering. So that's the role she's going to get. If the role calls for lip quivering, you're calling Claire Danes. It's bottom line. Mm. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good now. I've had a busy month. I guys told you a little bit about my month, but let me tell you my dilemma that I had this last week and how I resolved it. All right.
Oh, how are you doing dilemma? I love it.
So I have to take a flight to Dallas for meetings.
Okay.
And then last minute, so that goes from Wednesday to Friday. Okay? You with me? So then last minute.
So far, it's not very complicated.
Last minute, I was told I needed.
I lost him.
Yeah, could you back up for Omar? Omar lost the whole thing.
All right, I'm in St. Louis. Get your map out. So I got to fly down to Dallas on Wednesday. I got to fly home on Friday.
Yeah.
But then I heard very late for me to make plans to fly, because if this is your first episode, pretty early on, if you meet me for 5 seconds, you'll find out that I have a fear of flying. I'm very, very open about my fear of flying.
We've learned that several times.
I think I want to talk about it, because if I tell you, then the craziness around it kind of goes away.
It's cathartic.
Yes, thank you.
Wait, does that mean, Josh, that we have leverage right now on Dave?
Yes, very much
so. Wait, hold on a second. Dave, in order for you to tell us any more of the story, okay, you have to promise that you will send Josh and I each a new Chocolate of the Month Club membership for 1 year.
Story over.
You blew that, Omar.
I asked for too much.
You asked for too much. You asked for way too much.
Need that. I don't need that pressure to way go too online much. And figure that out.
I will not require the Chocolate of the Month Club. Continue.
Please continue.
So I found out very late I have to be in New York on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay?
Got it.
And so now I'm like, okay.
Pre or post?
At what? What does that mean?
Front end of the trip or back end of the trip?
Back end.
Oh, back end.
So I'm in Dallas. I would have to fly home Friday. And then on Sunday, I have to fly to New York Sunday night. So now I'm like back to back, you know, almost back to back days I'm flying.
Yep.
And I look at the weather, and there's weather issues in New York over the weekend.
Uh-oh.
I am not happy about that.
Not good for you.
So what I decided to do was I decided to stay in Dallas for another night, fly to New York on Saturday.
Directly from Dallas.
Yes, and have a two-day by myself experience in New York City.
Oh, wonderful. Summer of George.
Right? So part of me felt guilty because, look, I'm kind of putting an extra expense on the company, but it's because of
one night a hotel. It's not like
saving a flight, right?
You're saving a flight, so it probably comes out to be a gain for the company.
I think it's pretty close, but so that's what I decided to do.
Okay.
But through all that, I got to New York, and I have a free weekend in New York by myself. So, what do I do? Like, there's
now. How did you explain this to the wife?
All I have to do is mention it.
The weather.
Briefly, she gets it.
She gets it.
Yep.
She gets
She's like, you're insane.
She lives with you.
You hate flying, like, whatever. Yep. And I invited her to come out. I said, you should come out with me. And, of course, she doesn't like to fly either. So she's like, no, thank you.
Right.
So I'm in New York over the weekend by myself. And I was like, there's a couple of shows I want to see. But, you know, you got to sit by yourself. And that's So I went and saw a movie, which is kind of sad. You know, I had the weekend to myself.
Nicolas Cage movie?
No, no. Why would you say that?
You were going to see a show?
Yeah, because, you know, in New York, I can't see Broadway shows. And,
correct.
You know, right? I should see a show. I should do something.
You can see a movie anywhere.
Right.
Yes.
I chickened out and I saw a movie. But
okay. Yeah.
The thing I did, I saw Predator Badlands. Have you seen the trailer?
Man, is that good? I've not seen it. That was so good.
It was really, really good. But I saw it in 4DX.
What's the X? No.
I think that means that that's some kind of gay S&M thing, right?
You wish.
No, it was like somebody you gag your mouth and it's a bunch of it's with four dudes.
Four dudes. Yes. That makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense.
No, for the record, that's not what it is. Yeah. It is a fully immersive experience, but it's not
with four dudes.
With four dudes. Yeah. With the ball.
So I walk in because I thought there's probably a great IMAX theater in New York City that we don't have in St. Louis.
You would think.
It was another movie. I was taking up all those screens.
Okay.
The Running Man, apparently. So
I heard it's horrible.
Is it? Yeah. So I saw it.
That's what I heard.
4DX theater. So I walk into the theater, and every four seats are linked together, and one of the four seats was like tilted like a ride at Disney World. I'm like, what is going on here?
Oh, my God. The seat it lifts up.
So I sat in my seat, and I see a button on my chair that says water on or off. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. A water on, of course.
On.
And so I watched the movie, and basically what 4DX is, you know at Disney World where you sit in the car, and you're like, the screen is a roller coaster. Your car moves with the screen, so it feels. This is doing that the entire movie, 2 hours straight.
Oh, my God.
Of
that's
moving
a lot.
Around. I got to tell you, it was one of the coolest. And the movie I saw was just perfect for it. And everything
was the theater crowded? Was it packed?
No, it wasn't too packed. But oddly enough, there were like four dudes that sat right next to me, even though the theater was
half full.
That's
the 4D. That's the 4D.
They put people in there and packed us in. The guy next to me, I was like, hey, I'm going to keep my water on. Are you okay with that? And he's like, yeah, it's just a spritz. Don't worry about it. So
They're not going to dump you. It's not a Gallagher show. You don't have to wear a poncho.
I'm telling you, watching a movie on a screen with nothing. I have a screen at home. Josh,
you can't do that anymore. Are you ruined? Are you ruined for 3D?
This is the answer. 4DX.
Wow.
Every fight, your chair is moving around with choreographed.
It wasn't annoying. It wasn't annoying at all.
Not at all. It made the whole thing so really. The best part was there's one part where the predator jumps out of his ship.
Yeah.
And is gliding toward the planet. And they turn on jets, so air is flying at you. Your chair is moving along with his seat.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Were you on any drugs when you were doing this?
I was not.
And if you were four dudes in a ball gag, so it's not surprising.
That's the 4DE theater. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a really cool experience. I don't know if I've even heard of it before. I just sort of
I've never heard of that.
It.
And never heard of that.
Where was the theater?
It was in Midtown? Square.
Okay. Times Square.
I'll pass.
Can I take a guess on how much that ticket cost?
Oh, good question. Yeah. Good question, Josh. Yeah. Hold on. Dave.
Go ahead.
Dave, should Dave set an over-under? You want to
no,
guess?
No. Why would he set an over-under? He knows the price of the ticket.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
$1. Yeah, unbelievable.
Okay, Joshy, you want to do over-under?
Yeah. No, I just want to guess the price of the ticket.
Who's closest? Who's closest?
Okay, no, Price is Right rules. I don't like that. It's whoever's closest. I have PTSD from Price is Right.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to guess it cost $47.
$1.
You went over, Omar.
Yeah.
You lose.
No, I think he's over. I think it cost $28.
Jeez, it was $35. I can't figure out the math quick enough to see who won.
I won.
Okay.
Did you?
Yes, I won.
It was $35.
Yeah, I won.
It sounds like a blast. That sounds like a good date.
That's
the action I'll get the whole night.
That's what... See, that's crazy. So how was he? So when you walked out, what did you go to a nighttime showing or was it during the day?
Yeah, no, a nighttime showing. So
did you go and have dinner by yourself?
I did have dinner by myself, but I kind of got it was quick. I kind of sat at a bar and just ate real quick, and then went to the movie.
Okay.
So
okay, yeah.
It was pretty good. But you know, the guy next to me, I kind of talked to for a little bit because you know I got, you know, when I asked about the waters.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Spritzing. Then we talked a little bit, and then I thought, I wonder what this guy is. Seems like a nice guy, but...
Yeah, listen, don't meet anyone in Times Square. That's just that's a friendly advice.
No, Josh, it's okay. They're from Morgan Stanley.
Who I love, by the way, in case anyone's listening.
Dave is a fan.
I am a huge fan. That's right.
Very cool. So it was a good weekend?
Oh, sorry.
It was a good weekend. Well, yeah. And then I realized the Packers, who, if you don't know, I'm a huge Pack fan, are playing in New York. And I did not put two and two together and didn't just watch the game from my room.
But it's not in the city. It's not in the city.
Yeah, I thought the chances.
It's a pain in the ass.
It would be really painful. So, yes, anyway, it's a pain in the ass. It was a very nice weekend.
David, what's the best experience you've ever had that you would not have had, but you only had because of your flying situation? In other words, you flew into New York a few days early, so you experienced things you never would have experienced if you did not have this irrational.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Flying.
There, that is a great question. This is pretty close. I mean, I had a really wonderful time. I walked around Sunday morning.
Did you sleep late? You sleep late?
Slept in Sunday morning.
By the way, for our listeners, coincidentally, previously his favorite one was something with four dudes. So that was somewhere in Thailand. It may have been Ladyboys, but that's a story for another day.
You know, whenever Omar asks a question, it's usually to set up something else he wants to tell you.
Yes, is that true?
It's not to get the answer.
Yeah, we should do that more often. I mean, it does put expense on but even if you were to pay for the nights yourselves, like to go a day early or stay a day later or a weekend or something in a city and just explore, we should do that more often. It was so great.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that you would enjoy spending a full day in the city with like Josh or myself?
100%.
Of course.
We'd love that.
Of course. We'd have a good time.
I wish we would do that. I wish we would like pick a weekend.
What would you
want
to do in New York? What would your day be? I don't want to go to fucking Macy's. Okay, we're not doing fucking.
Oh, not to go to Macy's. I don't want to go to Macy's.
Oh, okay, here's one thing I did. I went shopping. I went to Peter Millar, which is my grandma's.
Yeah, you like Peter Millar? That's your thing.
Shopping.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not going into that store with you.
You don't want to go shopping in Midtown
Peter Millar,
Manhattan.
No. Listen, I don't live in Greenwich. Okay, I don't have whales on my belt. Okay,
Omar goes shopping at the white button down store. That's what it's called, by the way, white button down store.
And Peter, my God, that's right. Those are your pajamas. We forgot about that, Dave.
That's correct. There's pajamas, the golf shorts.
Our listeners should know, Josh.
I'm looking for your pajama section. I'm sorry.
Dave sleeps in golf shorts.
Yes, he sleeps in golf shorts.
Peter Millar are our favorite because they're quite, silky?
Very comfortable.
They're comfortable.
Yeah.
It's got stretch.
David, do you think there's a market for us to launch golf shorts, but that are like silky? That way, for the people, I'm sure there's other people in the world. Josh, how many other people in the world do you think sleep in their golf shorts?
Let me think about this. Zero.
You think it's zero?
Yeah, zero. I take that back. One other. It's John Daly when he passes out after drinking a case of beer on the lake.
He's the
only other one who sleeps in golf shorts.
It's just amazing.
I'm not that different.
And David, just
John
to say
Daly?
Again,
no, I'm saying there's more people like me than you think.
Just to refresh, you have a belt in the golf shorts as well.
The belts are in the shorts. We've been through this. It's a previous episode.
I forgot. Is that true, David?
Sometimes I forget to take the belt off.
The belt's on.
That's because I don't want the belt to stay on.
I mean, there's got to be it's got to be one of those things, Josh. I mean, there's got to be at least 10 people in the world who do this.
I guess it's possible. All right. We got a lot to get to.
All right, let's go.
Without rehashing episode 17.
Let's get into episode 97. If you listen to, again, the first time, you're
fucking
like,
savant, Rain Man?
Is that I guess. I'm 17? Not sure if it's 17 or not. I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry.
All right, 97. So what we're going to do here is every time we come together to do a podcast, we each come up with a topic that we've not discussed ahead of time, and we discuss it. We would love to hear from you all in giving us your thoughts or topics by emailing us at friends@fts.media. You can also check us out on our website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. And you can check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Friends Talking Shop. Just type Friends Talking Shop, all one word, and look for our faces, and I'm sure you'll find us. But in particular, TikTok and Instagram, you get a lot of clips. Just about, are you still every day, Josh?
Nearly every day.
That's, yeah.
Nearly every day, yeah.
A laugh a day, all for free.
A laugh a day for free. You can't beat that. Well, you cannot beat that.
Hey, can I go first since we were just talking about my trip here, and then I'll get off stage here really quickly. But so now I want to talk to you about my flight back. So now I'm exhausted. I've had
from New York back to St. Louis.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And we get into LaGuardia, and here, you know, flight's pretty full, but there are 10 to 15 open seats on the plane. Okay. So I'm like,
okay.
What's the strategy here? I really want an empty middle seat.
Of course.
I want to stretch out. Do I go sit early?
Wait. Stop. Let me rewind for a second. Are you on Southwest? Is it one of those deals where you're?
Yes. Okay. Southwest where people. Okay. Yes. That's a very.
So you have no assigned seats.
Correct. Which is going away.
Okay. Yes.
So what you go through this, you know, where people are coming on, picking their seats, and
right.
There's a bit of a strategy, like how can you
get
that
middle
seat?
Yes.
So I've done many things over the years of.
Are you an A?
I was A50. So yeah.
A50. Okay. So you're one of the earlier boarders.
But there
are top third.
How do you get a middle seat? What does that mean?
You never. Omar's never flown Southwest.
Okay.
I fly Southwest.
So then you know what the deal is. As you get on, you pick a seat. There's no assigned seats.
I understand.
Whoever boards first picks whatever the hell
I
seat they want.
Life. I grew up in Baltimore. Okay. I know how to fly Southwest. My point is, when you say middle seat, David, what does that mean?
I don't want someone to pick the middle seat next to me.
Oh, I see.
The middle seat is between the aisle and the window.
I see. Right. Okay. Yes.
three all the way through the.
What are your strategies? What are your strategies for that?
Well, there have been different ones. You know, you put the lamest ones is put your bag down in the middle seat. But, you know, I have been not above pretending to, like, someone's looking at the seat, likes to start coughing really terribly. Like, I have, like, I'm sick.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've all done that. The guy, I'm a window seat person.
There's two ways to do it, by the way, but go ahead.
Okay. Well,
coughing is a terrible idea, but
coughing doesn't work.
It's an awful thing to do too. It's
no,
you know,
coughing doesn't work.
And I am ashamed that I ever did that at all. But the guy who sits on the aisle sits down. He's a relatively big guy, and I'm thinking that's a good sign. He's a big guy. Like, whoever's going to sit there is going to have to squeeze in. It's not a lot
right.
of room.
Good
so
call.
Of course, I like try to make myself as big as possible, spread my legs out, like so. It looks like that middle seat you have.
Wide
like
stance. Wide stance.
Yeah, wide stance.
Yeah. So you went the window seat on the big dude on the aisle.
Big dude in the aisle. Correct.
So you said big dude in the aisle. I'll go window. No one's going to want to squeeze by this guy.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yes,
I didn't pick
got
this
it.
Guy. He picked it.
Yeah. But, you know, he's already there. And you thought I'm going to take. Down, I'll take this out. Window.
Right.
Yeah. Got
so
it.
So I'm like and plus he looks a little scary. So I'm like, all right, that's. Two points in my favor, right?
Yeah,
he's a
two
big
points.
Dude,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks so scary.
Yeah. Wait a second, was he white?
Oh God!
That's
boy.
Actually a good question.
You walked right into this trap, Dave.
No, he.
You better
was,
hope he's white.
He was. He was. But I don't think he was. He wasn't. He wasn't from the Midwest. Let's just say it that way. Like it wasn't. I'm not quite sure exactly what nationality he was, but.
But he was a little rough around the edges.
He had a scruffy beard. It was more of a scary, big dude. Wasn't because of a race thing, please.
Yeah, right.
I was not saying that it was because of the race thing. I just wanted.
Yeah,
to know
you were trying to trap him. You were trying to trap him.
That would not be cool to do in this situation.
You thought it would be funny.
Quite frankly, a little bit intellectually lazy. Yeah. I would not have done that.
That's on brand, my friend.
Hey. Lows. That's a low blow.
Go ahead. How did it play out?
Then he proceeds to do what in my book was an all-star move. I was so happy about it. I couldn't do it myself. He chose to do it, and I benefited from it. He put his legs as far as he could do, put his hat down, and put his head against the seat and pretended
brilliant.
To be asleep.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Just – and completely blocked that second.
So smart.
So now I'm thinking like this guy.
No one wants to touch this guy. No one wants to touch him. No one wants to excuse me. Right. No one wants to bother him.
I'm like, this guy is the MVP right
now. Wow.
Brilliant.
Then I was thinking, is someone going to come and look at this guy and think, I know what he's doing. I'm going to make myself move in there because he's being a jerk. Like, I'm going to – now he's a trick.
No.
I was worried about that.
No.
But sure enough, people are coming on that plane, looking at that middle seat, look at him, and keep right on going.
Dave, when you are down to people just getting middle seats, no one's going to be a jerk. You'll be a jerk for a window. If he did that and the other two seats are next to him, you'll be a jerk and tap and go, I want the window.
No, right.
Not for a middle. If there's another middle, I'll take the easier road.
So everyone, like, okay, we're all on. Doors closed. He wakes up,
immediately.
In quotes,
of course.
Looks over at me. I give him a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Like, we had a connection, just like the guy in the theater. I gave him a thumbs up. He gives me a smile. He knew exactly what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
My question to you is that too much? Is that too far what he did?
No. I think it's amazing. I think it's awesome. Let me ask you this. Were you near the front of the plane or the back of the plane?
I was like row 14, I would say.
And how many rows? 30, you think? Maybe
like
in the middle?
Yeah, probably 30. It was middle. We were right on the wing.
Okay, so that's a good placement. That's good placement. Because people, if you were at the back, people are not going to reverse course and go back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right? So
they're
going to be like, oh, there's got to be more middles in the back. So well done. But I'm going to give you something easier. And it's two words. And you should always travel with it when you fly Southwest. Fake vomit. And you just put that right in the middle seat. And even if people know it's fake, right? They still don't want to sit next to a guy who's childish enough to put fake vomit on the middle seat next to him.
The flight attendant would see that and it'd kick you off the plane. You'd be shamed. That's you got to do
You're
something
crazy.
You can't
hey,
be shamed.
It's not my fake vomit. It was here.
Really? You would do the fake vomit. That's not a realistic.
Fake vomit.
Yeah.
Works every time. It works every time.
I thought the fake sleep was
it's brilliant. It's really well done.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work on a little guy. It's not going to work. If you're a little dude or a woman, people are going to tap you if they don't want to go to the back of the plane.
Right.
I'm just going to take this next middle seat.
So you think that is fair
yes.
play?
He had – and first of all, look, here's the deal. It's not a full flight, right? So there's going to be multiple middle seats that are open.
Yeah.
Why can't it be yours?
Well,
why can't it be yours?
I wanted it to be. Omar, do you think that's fair? Do you think that's if society lived that way, do you think that's – I mean, we should be, you know,
society
sharing.
Does live that way, by the way. Society is that way.
But maybe it shouldn't be. That's I felt guilty to it. Mm. You know, why should I benefit from this guy's, you know, his aggressive behavior?
So I think that your these are opportunities to show why we're not monkeys.
What?
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do, no, but it's not.
No, it is, because otherwise, what are we doing here? You know, we're going to conform to society's norms. You know, why not add a little bit of flavor in a harmless way?
Oh, I thought you were going a different direction with that.
No,
I'm with you.
I think it's a wonderful thing. David, that you were able to connect with a man of a different grace than you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Listen. This is what we call little things in life that make your day better.
Yeah.
If you can't have little things like the little games that you play. Look, when I sit on the – I'm not a window person. I sit on the aisle. And when I sit on the aisle and I board early – I play a little game in my head. When people walk down the aisle, I go, no. Okay. No. Okay. You know what I mean? Because if it's someone, I'm like, oh, please don't be in my row. I just say it myself. And it's a little game. And when the person passes that didn't get in my row that I don't want, I get a little, win. You know, I get a little win. I get a little dopamine hit there. So there's no harm in this whatsoever. There's no harm in it whatsoever.
Okay, all right.
I think it's great.
Do you smile then at the small woman that walks by? Like, you're a great candidate.
I smile with whoever sits there, but in my head, it's a whole other story.
Okay, yeah.
You guys don't do the whole laptop thing. Sometimes I actually put the tray down next to me and put it down.
But I don't fly Southwest, so it's like you have assigned seats. So I'm just trying to figure out.
On Amtrak, I'll do that.
Which Amtrak, I do that. Amtrak, 100.
What, you're
Amtrak,
100%. Sitting there?
I put the tray down next to me as someone's there.
It's a great way to go.
I'll on it sometimes, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no good. That's
no cheating.
Good.
Yeah, but don't forget, Omar also uses the bathroom in the airport for families and handicapped people.
Yes, that's true.
Don't forget about that. He also uses that.
How could we forget that golden, golden oldie? That's right.
As well as the lactation station.
Well, I'm glad you guys, I benefited from it. I was very happy with it.
I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
So this guy's a hero in my book.
By the way, here's the difference, by the way. If someone had tried to tap him and he pretended to still be asleep, okay, you're going too far.
Really?
Once someone taps you, the gig is up. You have to get up and go, you want the middle seat? No problem.
Can't push back. At that
That's
point,
how it works.
If someone had tapped his shoulder and he stayed asleep and they moved on, I would have been like, you're a hero. I think I would have given that guy money at that point.
That's too far in my book. Like when I'm on Amtrak and I leave my bag in the seat next to me, I don't do what Omar does, but I put my bag in the seat next to me like someone else is there. So no one sits next to me. If someone goes, is anyone sitting there? I'm not going to say yes. I say no, and I take my bag and I move it. That's what I'm saying. So the game has certain rules to it. That's all. Just got to play by the rules.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, Josh, what's your topic this week?
So this is something I saw that was very interesting, that's new and different. I'm wondering what you guys think about it.
A grown man naked?
That would be new and different. yes. I didn't do any 4D movie experiences.
You
like
seem to be of one-track mind on this episode.
Yeah, Omar is very key into naked suits.
It's a famous line from Airplane.
It is.
A grown man naked.
Man naked, that's right. Anyway, so I don't know if you saw this. In China, there's a new thing now. They have public toilets in China where to use them, you have to scan a QR code with your phone. And then it activates the toilet paper dispenser. And you can only get toilet paper if you put in money or you watch an advertisement.
Wow.
And that is a new thing in China. And I thought, boy, that is really crazy. What a way to monetize public toilets. I mean,
I kind of like that.
Found revenue for a town instead of giving out traffic tickets and whatever. That's revenue for that town.
Tax a bunch of homeless people.
Homeless people are not able to, well, I don't know if they have phones that they can scan.
Maybe what percentage of homeless people have phones?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. But by the way,
I can search that. I'm curious.
But homeless people can use public toilets anyway. Why would this be any different? Explain to me how, because
they're not a good demographic for advertisers.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not talking about the advertising angle. I'm talking about the usage angle.
No, but the usage is based on being able to attract advertisers.
You're not listening to me. I'm wondering, so here's my question to you. You're worried about the advertisers reaching their audience. That is not my angle whatsoever on this topic. Not even close. My angle is, could that work in the United States? Would people have a shit fit, no pun intended, if they had to watch an advertisement just to get a little bit of toilet paper?
Yeah.
Could you imagine being in a bathroom?
If it was a nice bathroom, I would do that.
Okay, again,
I go to hotels.
Let's peel it back. It's not about nice or not nice. It's a public toilet. You're in the airport. Let's do this. You're in the airport. You got to go to the bathroom.
Am I flying private? Just asking. What's this?
No, you're, oh my God. It's like pulling teeth. You're flying a normal flight like Dave on Southwest, and you go to the bathroom, and now you have to get toilet paper because you're done. And you have to watch an advertisement, and it gives you like 3 squares.
Not on an airplane. Come on.
Not on an airplane in the airport. In the airport. This is so frustrating. This is so frustrating. Public toilets, like airport toilets, museum toilets.
No, you have to.
Okay. I'm gonna lay it out there. in my earlier days.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I didn't say a stance yet. What am I right about?
You're just right.
It not working in the U.S.
I don't think it would either. But what I'm saying is, like, before, in my earlier days, I used a fair amount of toilet paper. I'm not gonna try to hide it.
How has that changed?
Because I use
you have a new technique.
Yeah. It's called dude wipes. Dude wipes are awesome, and I carry dude wipes. You don't know dude wipes are, Dave?
No.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
We're not dude wipes as an advertiser, by the way.
We are now. They are individually wrapped wipes.
What?
They come in a little tearaway package, like that big.
I'm a supporter, actually, of these things.
They're awesome. And then you can use them wherever you are. They're travel with you. They're amazing. So if I go to the airport bathroom, if I have to do that, I bring a dude wipe. See what I'm saying?
Oh, and I see what you're saying. As opposed to using the toilet. What? So you're sitting on a seat that millions of people have sat on.
Well, that's the other thing.
You won't touch the toilet paper? No.
What I'm saying is, in my days now, I'm a wipes guy. I'm not a toilet paper. I don't use toilet paper anymore.
You don't like
toilet
to
paper
dry.
Is for heathens. Right, exactly. It's no good. It's yesterday's news. What I'm saying is, in a public bathroom, I carry dude wipes. Now, that goes to my point that I was going to make that you kind of broached. I build a teepee in public toilets. I can't sit on, I'm not going to sit on that.
Build a teepee?
A teepee, yeah. I build layers of toilet paper on the toilet seat. Hell yeah. I'm not touching that with my bare ass.
I know that they, you know, you can get the thing that you pull out to set on there. That's super thin.
The toilet seat. Yeah, but that thing is so thin, I don't trust it. I have to put paper towel on top of that.
This is too much, Josh.
It really is.
I'm trying to get back to the Chinese toilets.
But how long does it take you to build this fort?
It takes me about a half an hour before I even start.
It's too much.
What I'm saying is I'd have to watch a lot of advertisements before I could even get going. This is where the problem. This is where the rubber hits the road. That's my problem. See what I'm saying? And by the way, they wouldn't give
you. What are you afraid
of? Disease.
You can't get disease on your.
You tell that to Timmy Half-Ass down the street. He got a horrible disease. One public toilet, and he's got half his cheek was had to be removed.
Yeah, I've never heard such a thing. There's no.
By the way,
thing.
We called him that before the incident too, which is so weird.
I think you're right, David. I think it's an old wives' tale.
Yeah,
maybe so. But you still put something down, don't you? That's why they give you toilet.
I don't sit
in Europe.
There
they have those machines that like where it's like plastic.
Yes, where it comes around. Exactly. Yeah. I like those because that puts it down for you. But what I'm saying is, in a Chinese public toilet, you don't get those either. You have to now use you have to pay or use or watch an advertisement.
So what I'm saying, why would you ever pay? Well, just watch the advertisement. But it does seem to encourage you.
I don't want to watch 10 minutes of advertisement to get enough toilet paper.
10 minutes?
I don't know how much. I don't know how much it gives you. If it gives you two squares, it's going to take a long time to get my desired amount.
Yeah.
Well,
it's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
That's interesting. I would like to see Josh do this, like in some kind of version of like Squid Games or something like that. You know what I mean?
You would like to see this?
You would like to see it.
It says Squid Games, it would be shit games.
Josh
would go to public toilets around the world and we'd see how he'd be able to adjust to each public toilet.
I would.
That's actually not a bad web series. It's not a bad web series. It's not
to
bad.
To talk about not to actually watch.
But you see what I'm saying? All I'm saying is I would need to get a certain amount of toilet paper that would be very arduous.
You would be in
China.
Trouble. But it
I'd
does seem
trouble.
To encourage you to not do either.
That's
then
the point.
Then what's going on? Yeah.
The point is to use less. To the whole reason they put it in there was to cut down on waste.
Oh, I see.
That's why they did it. That's why they installed it.
Boy, that's an efficient
country. So would it fly here, or would there be just a complete
never
revolt?
Never fly here.
Yeah. Right, Omar?
Who's using public – when's the last time you guys used a porta potty? This came up today at work.
You're thinking of porta potties. Public toilets are not just porta potties. Public toilets are any public buildings. You're talking about the airport is a public toilet.
Oh, so they're doing it in there too?
But yeah.
No, I'm asking a new question. When's the last time you guys used a porta potty? I will not use a porta potty for any reason.
So I had to use one the other day. I was at a football game and at a tailgate, and that was my only option. Now
– that must have been a nightmare for you.
it is a nightmare for me because I don't want to touch anything. Now, I fortunately is one with the urinal that's attached to it. So I didn't have to look in that hole of death. Because that's what that is. That's a hole of death.
Yeah, that is.
And I use the urinal part, but it's still, it's like it bakes in the sun and it's just disgusting. It's just vile. I try never to use them.
Omar, you haven't used a porta potty probably in 20 years, I'm guessing.
Omar didn't know what a middle seat was. He has no clue what a porta potty is.
No. No, I think I
so true.
I think I have recently, but I'm also very comfortable urinating in public.
Yeah. Listen, I don't mind urinating in the outdoors, but I don't want to do it in public view of anything. And this was a scenario where I had to use the porta potty. There was no forest or trees.
I mean, I think that urinating in public is, if you can do it, you should be able to do it. As long as someone wants private property, but you're not seen by other people. I tried to do it the other day in Dallas. It was too high risk. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, so what did you do? Held it in?
I looked for a while and I came back to the line.
Oh, interesting.
You know, to me, it's like I'm trying to figure out how to get into like the Louvre, you know?
Well, you went real mellow there for a second. What happened?
You are. You're, that you're weed more and more chill as
yeah,
this
that
went.
We just got real mellow for a second there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder why.
So the answer
is no, it would never happen here. I think people would go insane. Yeah.
My next question to this would be, would you watch the ad or would you pay for it for the two squares?
Wait. What if it was a really nice bathroom? Like a really nice public bathroom?
It can be a nice bathroom.
So I bet you they are.
If it was a really nice bathroom in Midtown, I would watch an advertisement or pay.
Well, you'd have to. You need the toilet paper.
No, but my point is maybe you can pay more points to get more toilet paper as well. Josh, this all comes back to you being, you're a little, you know, frugal.
No, I'm not. I will gladly pay for the toilet paper.
David, has Josh ever offered you extra toilet paper when you've been over to his house? That'd be good to me.
That's a good point. That's never happened.
Matthew has five stacks.
I have wipes in every one of my bathrooms, which is premium stuff that anyone can use.
Premium is having Totos in every one of your bathrooms.
Yeah, that's true. That's another level of premium. But wipes are well above toilet paper themselves.
No, this
dude
is true.
Wipes.
I agree.
You travel with dude wipes.
Dave, do yourself a favor. Get yourself a box of dude wipes, and you just carry one on your person.
Wait a minute. Carry one on your person. What is that, in your front pocket? In your wallet? Like, what do they say? What do you
in your wallet?
Where are you putting these things? Like,
I put them if I have a bag, I just put it in my bag.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah. Like you have a day bag for like when you're at work function. I put dude wipes in my day bag.
You do. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of
your
them.
Gay bag.
Dude
wipes. That's weird.
I put dudes in my gay bag. Dude wipes in my day bag.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
That's news to me. That's a public service announcement. I've never heard of it, and I think I'm a big fan already. So
dude wipes are awesome.
Kath, have you heard of dude wipes?
There you go. Ask the wife if she's heard of dude wipes. Has she?
I think she's passed out from drinking.
She's been. She's
another Friday, another night.
All right, that's all I had. Check out these Chinese toilets, everybody.
All right, Omar, wrap us up here.
All right, so I said something earlier. I have so many things
you did.
I can talk about.
I remember.
That alluded to the fact that, if our listeners heard this, that you guys are not necessarily in my do you have a second club?
Right. And Omar, just so everyone knows, Omar will sometimes text us and say, do you have a second? And usually it's a time we don't have a second. So he gets very upset.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
Upset is more just there's no judging. I think one of the reasons why we have any type of relationship is that we have very low expectations of each other. Right?
Yeah. That's fair.
The key to a great relationship.
Yes,
that's really
key.
It really is.
That's key.
Yeah. And so I thought about it, and you know, it's difficult to have us all together. So I'm like, why don't I use this as a way to ask you guys for what I may wanted to even talk to you about when I did ask you for a second.
Oh, no.
So you're using your topic for your, do you have a second conversation that you wanted to have with Dave, I don't think we should scoff at this. Number one, it's kind of a win-win. Yeah. One, it seems to be a focus topic, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, we avoid a phone call from Omar with this.
You know, this is how I operate at work, too. I don't want drop-in phone calls. We have scheduled meetings on Mondays and Fridays.
Scheduled.
So, like, put it all together and save it up for one big call. So
that's right. Exactly.
I'm with you, Josh. I'm with you.
Okay, there we go. Right.
What are your questions?
Lay it on us, Omar.
Okay. So some of our listeners may know, I launched an animation series. And that is about...
you did, yes.
That is called The Incentive Aligner. And it's myself and Blue and Miles, my dogs. And we put a lot of time into it. I went to a recording studio and I finally released it. We wrote the whole thing. Dave and Josh are very helpful. And what you call punching up the script? Is that what it's
punching
called?
Punching up the script. And by the way, it came out great. It was really cool.
It was really awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Really liked it.
And so when it was released, I just dropped it on LinkedIn. I realized I made a mistake, which which is that it was viewed X amount of times, but the average viewing time, it's about a 3-minute clip. The average viewing time, how long do you think it was?
The average viewing time? Oh, I'll say 45 seconds.
Yeah.
David?
Now that, the question demands a smaller number than 3 minutes, but I'll say 30 seconds.
Yes. Well, yeah.
27 seconds.
Wow.
And because we agree. Yeah. And so I realized, wait a second. I'm thinking about this the wrong way. We have to do 30-second episodes, right?
Isn't that a shame? People's attention spans are so short.
It is a shame.
I thought some more about it. I'm like, wait a second. It's not even that. The way to do this is to just do funny bits from the episodes.
Mm. Clips.
Like teasers, clips.
Clips, yes. Clips.
And then then say if you want to see the full episode, it drops at this date.
And that's what we do.
Yeah. Have you met Josh?
Yeah. Have you met our podcast?
But I would have loved your input there, but I didn't get to ask you about it. Was that I felt like those seconds that weren't there. And so now I have a question.
Yeah.
You know, for you guys. Number one, is that the right approach? Right. And number two, the concept I think is quite beautiful. And I wanted to talk to you about parts of it.
Sure. Okay. First, it's a good approach, but I'm actually kind of taken back. Well, I know, because I do our social media, that people's attention spans are very small and that you can't put 3-minute clips out there. I was well aware of that.
It's on LinkedIn. Yeah. Yep.
Right. This, I thought, would be the exception to the rule because you are doing it for a specific audience that knows you and that is used to watching long form and listening to long form. I mean, no one in our industry is watching 30-second clips for research or things that we look at all day.
We're literally watching TikTok now, and it's like very short. Like,
I don't learn on TikTok.
Well, I think that the new generations after us, it's that ADD quick thing.
That is true. That's exactly right.
The beginning of that 3-minute first episode is a little slow. I mean, it's
you have to get into it.
Yeah, it doesn't really get to it later.
Yeah,
it's really fascinating because it, you know, and Josh, have there been things that approaches to helping to build the FTS brand that you've taken that you've learned or nuances to what you do that you didn't know before?
This hits right to the point. When I first started posting video clips of us, I had a nice little intro of our logo and our music, and my kids immediately said, that intro is too long. And I said, that intro is 4 seconds. He said, it's too long. Get right to the clip. And now you know how long I make that intro now?
Oh.
0.8 seconds.
Is that right?
Wow.
0.8 is my mark. That's my marker. So that comes up for 0.8 seconds, and then it goes right into the clip. And it makes a difference. You can see it in the numbers.
I don't know. Do you think this is necessarily a recent phenomenon? Because think about movie trailers.
It's not. It's not.
Movie trailers all the way back when I was a kid. I mean, maybe they were longer than 30 seconds. But
I'm going to disagree with you on this. I don't think it's analogous because no one's going to show you. You can't show the whole movie. You're advertising the movie.
But they don't make it. I mean, those trailers, I wonder how long those trailers are. Like a minute, they're a couple 30 minutes.
Seconds they're, I think you they're think like they're 90 seconds. I think they're like 90 seconds. Yeah. And not only that, but trailers now, there are some trailers where I look at them, I'm like, I don't even know what this movie's about.
Yeah.
They're just the complete nonsense. I'm like, this is the weirdest trailer I've, and it's more and more are like that, where it's like, it's not telling you. You know, old days, it was that voiceover.
It is telling you something. It was telling you that you're fucking old.
Maybe.
Because you're not the target demographic. You're not supposed to understand.
You're probably right. I need that voiceover goes, in a time long ago. Yes. Blah, blah, and it tells you exactly what the hell the movie's about. And I go, okay, I got it. I'm going to see that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that our attention span has always been short for this type of media. And it's gotten shorter because TikTok keeps accelerating it down.
And yet, ironically, podcasts are long form podcasts are super popular.
So this is I read this. So people either like real short form or real long form. There's no in between.
I like long form.
Yeah, well, I mean, people like both, but that's the two places where people live. They either want to have hour plus podcasts, when they're flipping around on TikTok, they want 10, 15, 20 second.
That's true.
Deals
you know,
on TikTok.
We actually met. I have a Packer podcast that I do, and honestly, we go like an hour and 30, hour and 45 minutes.
People listen.
And I was like, we've got to do an hour. People do not listen to that long. We met with some people at this one of the games, and I would ask them the question, like, would you prefer it to be short? They're like, not
too short.
They actually prefer it to be longer. Yeah. It's what mode are you in? If you're ready to sit down and dive in, you want it to be long form. But what you're doing, Omar, is by definition trying to grab people and get their interest. So 3 minutes might be too long.
Yeah, but see, what's crazy is I think his audience already knows him. His audience already knows the subject matter.
Well, the data bears it out, right?
It does. It's crazy.
They didn't get to the best scenes.
They didn't. So that's crazy to me that happened like that. Yeah.
Did you cut it up then? Is that the solution?
I'm doing that. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to record the next few as just like bits. And then do episodes, and so here's my my question.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep. Ready.
Ready.
Like in my mind, this animation series has a decent chance of becoming the Mr. Magoo of, you know how all detectives have to watch Mr. Magoo.
What?
No. All detectives watch Mr. Magoo?
The Pink Panther.
I don't think they're watching that either. I don't think they're showing that to the LAPD.
Well, potato, potato. Here's my point. It'll be the first animated series ever created that represents our industry in a South Park, BoJack way.
That's very different than Mr. Magoo.
I'm still thinking about you saying that. You know they tell detectives to make them... Watch
Mr. Magoo. Yeah. That sentence.
What? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
If there was anything that epitomized what happens in Omar's brain, it's that sentence right there. You know when detectives, they make you watch Mr. Magoo? Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know that. Keep going. What? It's making perfect sense. Keep going. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what is your question?
I'm saying to you,
I'm
God. If I have you guys putting in a little bit of attention into this,
yeah,
with punching up the scripts and helping with those 30-second vignettes, I'm crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you guys can be my Larry David and JB Smooth.
Yeah, I hear you.
Love it.
That's love it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're here for you.
Listen, I punched up the whole first one.
Yeah, David, you weren't really that involved.
No, I'm getting way more credit since I did zero.
But you didn't use
ideas afterward. But
he didn't use half my shit. You didn't use half of it.
I know, but that's the process. It's great.
All right. I thought you left out some pretty good gems. It's all right.
Well, maybe for the next ones. So cool. So that was my.
Do you have a second? Yes, we have a second for that. We can do that for you.
All right. Yeah, I'm up for it too. In fact, it'd be better if we could workshop it together. Like, I'm not as good. I feel like I could play off you guys better than if I had a script and I had a punch up.
You know
myself,
what the, so. You know what the precious metal is in it that in order to manufacture that no one ever has been able to get?
Yes.
It's called Bolivium.
Yeah, you didn't let me answer because I knew the answer to that.
Do you know the answer?
I punched up the whole goddamn script. I read it. I know the whole about the Bolivium. Yes.
Bolivium.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Gosh, we have viewer mail. Is this
we do indeed. It's very short viewer mail, but I guess listener right. mail.
Listener mail.
But we do indeed. So let me give you a real quick. We have this is an interesting one. I don't really know how to read this, but it's from Dustin B, who I believe sent us listener mail before a long time ago. But he titles it documentaries. So remember we were talking about documentaries a couple episodes ago.
Yes.
And he says, a lot of O's. Of course, documentaries are rates crap to fantastic. I don't know what he means, but I assume that's a typo. Are rated crap to fantastic.
Mm-mm.
And then he said, and the best doc ever made is called Dear Zachary. Watch it and thank me later. Have you guys ever seen that one?
Zachary?
Yeah, I've never heard of that. That's mm-hmm. what he suggests. Dear Zachary. That's a new one for me.
Okay.
So we will watch that, Dustin B. We appreciate you sending us in. And then we got another one from someone who also has written us, but not as of late, from a Jamie L.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Somebody has to commit to watching Mr. Zachary. I'm not going to do it.
Meet Zachary.
I'm not going to.
Yes.
M E E T or M E A T? What?
Well, that would be more interesting. The latter would be very. If there was a guy named Zachary made of meat, that would be pretty
maybe
cool.
He's a
I don't
butcher?
Think it's that one. I
the
believe
butcher
it's
of
maybe Zachary's it's, meat.
It's meat. Zachary's meat. Don't listen, listeners. Do not Google that. Do not Google Zachary's meat. Stay
Put
away from
that. In your
meat.
Little,
yeah, meet Zachary.
Yeah.
So Jamie L says, Josh, Dave, and Omar, rumor has it that a free Carbone dinner is up for grabs.
Oh, no.
That's what she said. I think it should be me because I'm your number one fan and I've got a great idea for your 100th episode.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You should record the episode live where listeners can comment in real time and the three of you respond on air. You could also run contests during the episode and give away FTS swag to the winners. Having people around the country wearing a FTS t-shirt is a great way to get your name out there. You could also have some of your Rat Pack call in or be present during the episode, like Omar's dad, Josh's wife, and Dave's wife. If you announce the date and time well in advance and do some solid marketing, I think you could pull in a ton of new listeners. It'll take more planning than you usually fly by the seat of your mic style, but we know Josh has a lot of time on his hands and can run with it. Anyway, I'd love to be the one joining you guys at Carbone to celebrate when the live episode goes viral, Jamie L. That's a really nice
that's a great one.
Email. What do you guys think of that? Do you think that's something we could pull off? I don't know if a live episode, if we're going to get the type of crowd she thinks, we'd have to advertise the shit out of it.
I was wondering if we weren't able to do it live right at 100, if we skip 99 to 101 and we do 100 at a different time, when we are together, do it live. And because we'll probably be together in the winter.
Yeah.
No, maybe.
Unfortunately, numbers tend to go in order.
Well, I know, but wouldn't have we done anything conventional? We could do.
Yeah,
we could
it's true. That's
it
a good point.
And make
that's
our 100th episode be special in person.
Well, so. What do you think about that? A live episode for our 100th? Are you guys on board with that? Or I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, not together. Live.
Just live. Just so it's
call
so it. Yeah. So it's. As we're speaking, as we're doing it, it's not going to be edited or anything. It's just out there. People can listen as we're going and then give us, I guess, comments as we're talking.
I have no idea how that works.
What if they're like,
I don't either.
What if they're like,
I think we can do it. We have the capability to do it.
What if people are like, take off your clothes or like,
well, we don't have to read the comments. We can certainly ignore the ones we don't want to actually pay attention.
I'm not saying that we would not want to see that.
There you go. But Jamie L can certainly come with us to Carbone. I think she deserved it. Whenever the hell that happens,
that would be very fun. Let's. Omar, are you in the country at all? Are you still locked down in Puerto Rico to get your tax benefits?
That is the country, Dave. That's the country.
Well, all right, fair enough. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah, continental.
Are you coming into the contiguous states? The 48.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there for a week in early December, December 1st, December 8th. We're having a Grinch holiday party.
So we
only want people who are Grinches, which is many of our friends.
Oh, yeah that's right up my alley.
So lots of green. Everything's going to be green.
Green, steaks. Got it.
Steaks?
Pasta.
Yeah. Pasta green. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to be green.
How about Arizona in February? What are you guys interested in being in Arizona in February?
We could do that.
Actually, Omar, you have an event that's coming.
He's having
San Francisco at Oracle Park.
It's that exact Giants. Time.
We have the Barry Bonds Power Lunch. That was my idea.
It's all steroids? They're serving steroids?
I think Barry Bonds needs to be embraced, not shunned, Josh.
I didn't shun him. I'm just saying what the lunch would entail. A lot of HCH.
Yeah. Oversized
HGH. I don't know HGH.
I'm not sure if that's ever been proven.
Really? I think the eye test proved it.
I think Barry Bonds is the Donald Trump of professional sports.
Mm, that's a good way to leave it.
That might be fair enough. Yeah.
Interpret that as you may.
Well, before this goes completely off the rails, I will leave you with this fact.
Let me ask you this, David. Oh, wait a second.
You're never going to be able to do it.
David, you don't think Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player in the history of baseball?
I think to hit a baseball, you have to do more than just take steroids. But I could see a picture of him when he started his career to when he ended, and I don't think that's
the size of his
normal growth. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think something.
Irrespective of this, of the drug stuff, he was a single greatest baseball player of all time.
He was an amazing baseball player, but he cheated.
He'd be in the top. He could be. At least that
he cheated.
Year.
Remember that year could be one of the greatest. Pitch to him. I mean, unbelievable.
He cheated.
It's all relative.
No, there's a rules. If you break the rules, you cheat.
Interesting.
That's another topic, but we're going down a bad path there. But,
I want to leave you with this one fact.
Yeah, please.
Estimates indicate that approximately 70 to 95% of people experiencing homelessness own a cell phone. So there you go.
Okay. So they could get toilet paper in China.
Yeah, that's right. They can.
Now, is that a fact for Chinese homeless or just here homeless?
Yeah, that's going to take more of my research staff to find that out.
They probably have those pay cards. There's like chips.
It might be.
Yeah, it's possible.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, let's wrap this episode up. We're getting so close to 100. Keep bringing the ideas in. You can email us at friends@fts.media. Check us out on our website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. And then also YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Friends Talking Shop.
I have a question. Please, I'm sorry.
He's wrapping up the show.
I know. This one thing. No, please. Please. I'm not going to be able to stop thinking about this.
All right.
Is there a certain type of advertiser who would want to reach the homeless demographic?
Dude Wipes.
Who is it?
Dude Wipes.
Dude Wipes? That's a good one, Josh.
Homeless people need Dude Wipes.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone needs Dude Wipes. Everybody.
Like everything I'd say after this would be offensive, so I'm going to pass.
I'll wrap it up.
I'll second Dude Wipes. I'll say Dude. So YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Friends Talking Shop. Check us out so you can have your daily laugh with us. Until next time, bye, everyone.
See ya.
Smell you later.